All right, so today we're going to take a deep dive into a topic that's become super relevant in the building automation world. It's this whole idea of IT and OT converging. We're going to break down what that actually means, why it's a big deal, and what kind of security challenges it brings up, and most importantly, what are some of the best ways to keep these systems safe as they become, more and more interconnected.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a hot topic right now, and for good reason.
So let's just kind of start with the basics. For those who might not be totally familiar with these terms, could you give us a quick rundown of what IT and OT are and why their convergence is such a big deal, especially when we talk about, buildings and automation?
Sure. So at a fundamental level, IT and OT are pretty different. Think of IT or information technology as the brain of an organization. It's all about managing data and making sure the data is secure.
Right, so your servers, databases, all that good stuff.
Exactly. All of that falls under the IT umbrella. Then you have OT or operational technology. This is more like the hands of the organization. It's about controlling and managing physical devices and processes.
Okay, so IT handles information.
Yeah.
OT handles the actual physical stuff.
Exactly.
And how does this tie into the building automation world?
Well, think about all the different systems that keep a building running smoothly. You've got HVAC, security lighting, elevators, even things like fire alarm systems. These are all examples of OT in action. They're the systems that are actually controlling the building's environment.
Got it. So when we talk about IT and OT converging, we're essentially connecting these two worlds. What are some of the benefits of this connection, especially for building automation?
The possibilities are huge. Imagine being able to use data from your building systems to optimize energy use.
Right, like knowing when to adjust the HVAC based on actual occupancy.
Exactly. Or even predicting maintenance needs before a system breaks down.
Oh, that would be amazing. No more surprise outages.
Right. And you can even integrate security systems with access control for a more seamless and secure experience.
That sounds pretty impressive. But I can also see where this could lead to some security headaches. These OT systems weren't really designed to be connected to the internet, were they?
That's a really important point. You're right. Many OT systems were built with functionality and reliability in mind, first and foremost.
Makes sense they needed to work reliably in a closed environment.
Exactly. Cybersecurity wasn't always the top priority, but connecting them to the internet or even to IT networks creates vulnerabilities that need to be addressed very carefully.
So it's like suddenly opening up something that was meant to operate in isolation to a whole new world of potential threats.
That's a good way to put it. And to make things even more complicated, many building automation systems, especially older ones, might rely on outdated technology.
Oh, right. So they could have known security flaws.
Exactly, which makes them really attractive targets for hackers.
That's a little unsettling to think about. I know a lot of people in building automation are already using things like VPNs and virtual desktops, like TeamViewer, to access and manage systems remotely. Are those solutions enough to handle these security concerns?
Well, VPNs and virtual desktops can be useful tools, but they don't always provide the level of security needed for OT
How
environments.
so?
For example, VPNs can sometimes create a false sense of security. They offer a secure connection, which is good, but they often provide very broad access to the network.
So even though the connection itself is secure, once someone's in the security, they have access to a lot of sensitive stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that can actually increase the attack
But it's
surface.
kind of like locking the front door, but leaving all the windows open.
Precisely. And then you have virtual desktops, which are great for remote management, but they also have their limitations. They can be vulnerable if they're not set up and managed correctly.
Right, so it's not just a plug-and-play solution. You need expertise to make sure they're secure.
Exactly. And on top of that, they don't address any of the security weaknesses that might already exist within the OT systems themselves.
So it sounds like relying only on VPNs and virtual desktops is kind of like putting a Band-Aid on a much bigger problem.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. We need more robust security solutions that are specifically designed for OT environments.
Okay, so let's shift gears a bit and talk about what a more robust approach would look like. What are some of the best practices that building automation folks should be implementing to secure these converged networks?
Well, one of the most important things is knowing what you're protecting. You need to identify and prioritize all the assets on your network.
So figure out what systems would cause the biggest problems if they were compromised.
Exactly. Think about which systems are absolutely critical to the building's operation and which ones would pose the greatest risk to safety if they were tampered with.
Okay, prioritize based on impact. What comes next?
Next, you need to have really strong identity and access management. This means having strict control over who has access to what. Not every technician needs access to every system.
Right, like you wouldn't want someone who just fixes lights to have access to the fire alarm system.
Exactly. You need to implement what's called granular access control.
So different levels of access for different roles.
Precisely. And this applies to everyone, not just employees.
Right, contractors, vendors, anyone who might need to connect to the network.
Exactly, because third-party access can be a real vulnerability if it's not managed carefully.
Okay, so we've got asset prioritization and access control. What else should we be thinking about?
Another crucial strategy is dynamic network segmentation. It's about dividing your network into smaller, isolated segments. This helps to limit the spread of a potential threat.
So if one part of the network gets compromised, the whole thing doesn't go down.
Exactly, you're containing the damage. Think of it like creating firewalls within your network.
That makes a lot of sense, especially with all these systems becoming more and more interconnected.
Right. And then we also need to talk about comprehensive wired and wireless security. You need to secure all your access points, both physical and virtual.
So we're talking about making sure all those entry points for hackers are locked down.
Precisely. We need strong protocols like encryption and intrusion detection
This is
systems.
all about covering all the bases, making sure there are no easy ways in.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about identifying assets, controlling access, and segmenting the network. What's the final piece of the security puzzle?
The last and possibly most important piece is continuous traffic analysis. This is about constantly monitoring your network traffic for anything that looks suspicious. There are some incredibly sophisticated AI-powered tools available now that can help with this.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a digital security guard that never sleeps.
Exactly, it's your early warning system.
Cool.
But it's important to remember, technology alone isn't enough. You need a combination of robust technology, well-defined processes, and a security-aware culture to truly protect your OT environment.
Right. It's not just about having the tools, it's about using them correctly and having everyone on board with security.
Exactly.
Before we move on, I want to really emphasize how important OT security is in building automation. What's the worst-case scenario if a system gets compromised?
Well, imagine a hacker getting into a building's HVAC controls in the middle of winter. They could shut the whole system down.
Oh, wow. So no heat in the dead of winter.
Exactly. You could have frozen pipes, discomfort for occupants, even health risks.
That's a pretty scary thought. And I imagine the consequences could go beyond just discomfort.
Absolutely. What if they got into the security system? They could disable alarms, unlock doors, basically have free rein in the building.
Wow, they can lead to all sorts of problems. Theft, vandalism, even putting people's safety at risk.
Exactly. We're talking about potential safety hazards, reputational damage, financial losses, and even legal liabilities.
So the stakes are incredibly high.
Yeah.
It sounds like this isn't just about protecting data anymore. It's about protecting people and the building itself. So for building automation professionals who are feeling a bit overwhelmed by all of this, are there any solutions out there that can help them implement these best practices, something that can help them get that comprehensive security we've been talking about?
There is, and I think this is a perfect time to introduce Neeve.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell us more about Neeve.
So Neeve is what's called a SASE platform. That stands for Secure Access Service Edge. And it's specifically designed for securing OT environments, including building automation systems.
So it's not just a quick fix. It's a solution that's built for this specific challenge.
Exactly. It's a comprehensive approach that tackles all of the unique challenges we've been talking about.
But what makes it different from other security platforms?
Well, first of all, it's secure by design. It incorporates all the best practices we've discussed, from granular access control to dynamic network segmentation and continuous traffic analysis.
So it's not just about reacting to threats, it's about preventing them in the first place.
Exactly. And it's certified to meet industry standards, and it's constantly being updated to stay ahead of emerging threats.
Okay, so it's got all the technical stuff covered.
It does. But one of the things I find most impressive about Neeve is its user interface. It's incredibly intuitive and easy to manage, even for smaller teams that might not have dedicated IT security experts.
So it's powerful, but also user-friendly. That's a great combination, especially in an industry that's often dealing with complex systems and limited resources.
Exactly. Neeve empowers building automation professionals to take control of their security without needing a PhD in cybersecurity.
All right, so Neeve sounds promising. Neeve seems like it could be a real game changer for folks in building automation who are dealing with all these security challenges. But before we go too deep into solutions, I want to make sure our listeners really understand what's at stake here. What are the real consequences of a security breach, and how does Neeve specifically address those concerns?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's crucial to understand the potential fallout. We've talked about some of the risks, but let me paint a clearer picture. Imagine a hacker getting into a building's fire alarm system.
Oh, wow.
They could disable the alarms, creating a really dangerous situation if there was a real fire.
Right, so it wouldn't even go off.
Exactly. Or they could even trigger false alarms.
Oh, wow, that would be chaos.
It would cause huge disruption and potentially even allow them to slip in unnoticed during all the confusion.
That's a scary thought. It really highlights how important it is to secure these systems, not just to protect data, but to protect people's lives.
Absolutely. And it goes beyond just immediate physical safety. A security breach can have long-term effects, too.
In what way?
Think about the damage to a building owner's reputation if it comes out that their systems were compromised and it led to a safety incident.
Right. People might not want to live or work there anymore.
Exactly. It could impact their ability to attract tenants, secure financing, and even maintain their insurance coverage.
So the consequences are huge. It sounds like Neve's approach of addressing OT security holistically, instead of just fixing individual problems, is crucial for mitigating those risks.
Yeah.
But for those who might still be skeptical, can you give us some real-world examples of how Neve actually works?
Sure. Let's say you have a building with an old HVAC system that's really hard to update with security patches. Neve can create a secure perimeter around that system, basically isolating it from the rest of the network.
So even if someone gets into the network, they can't touch the HVAC system.
Exactly. It's like creating a digital safe room for your most sensitive systems.
That's a great analogy. And Neve does more than just isolate systems, right?
Right. It also provides really specific access control, so you can decide exactly who has access to each system and what they're allowed to do.
So you can prevent unauthorized access, even from employees who might accidentally make a mistake.
Exactly. It's all about layers of protection.
It sounds like Neve gives building automation professionals a level of control and visibility they haven't had before.
Absolutely. And that's essential for managing security in this new world of IT and OT convergence. You need to know what's happening on your network, who has access to what, and what potential threats you're facing. Neve provides that insight and control.
We've covered a lot today, from the basics of IT and OT to the unique security challenges they create when they come together. And we've talked about best practices and highlighted Neve as a potential solution for those looking for a comprehensive and user-friendly approach to OT security for our listeners in the building automation industry. What are the key takeaways you want them to remember from this deep dive?
I think the most important takeaway is that IT and OT convergence isn't something that's coming in the future. It's happening right now. And this convergence brings a whole new set of security risks that need to be addressed proactively. Relying on traditional security measures like VPNs and virtual desktops just isn't enough anymore. You need a purpose-built solution like Neve that's designed to secure OT environments from the ground up.
I completely agree. And as you've pointed out, the stakes are incredibly high.
Oh.
We're not just talking about protecting data. We're talking about protecting people, buildings, and reputation. So as our listeners think about their own building automation systems, what's the one question you want them to ask themselves?
I want them to ask, if a security breach happened tomorrow, would I be confident that my systems and the people who rely on them are protected?
That's a powerful question. And I think it's one that every building automation professional should be asking themselves. It really brings home the point that security is not just an IT issue. It's a business imperative. It's a safety imperative. And ultimately, it's a responsibility that we all share. So to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into IT-OT convergence. And remember, in an increasingly interconnected world, security isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. Go stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay ahead of the curve. Until next time, keep diving.